It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it on.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. And as promised, this is going to be a show of a different color today, a program of a different approach. You know, we're all looking for solutions to a lot of different problems, and we're up to our eyeballs with them today, aren't we? Well, as promised, I'm going to bring up Christian Wild. He's an author, researcher, who's devoted 9 years of his life to exploring why, and or rather the early detection and prevention of heart disease for the general public. Now, his books have been highly endorsed by medical directors of 7 major universities, and I'm going to run through them real quick, because I can't do this when he's on the air. It's too embarrassing to him. Warren Sherman, he's the MD and the director of the Cardiac Cell-Based Endovascular Therapy Center for International Vascular Therapy, Columbia University. Amit Patel, MD, Director, Center for Cardiac Therapy, UPMC Director, Cardiac Stem Cell Therapy, McGowan Institute of Regenerative Medicine. Remember that word, regenerative. We'll tell you why. Joshua Hare, MD, Director of Heart Failure and Cardiac Transplantation, Director of Cardiovascular Institute for Cell Engineering, the John Hopkins University School of Medicine. Nabil Dib, MD, MSc, FACC, I'll have to ask him what all that is, Chief of Cardiovascular Research, International Cardiologist, Arizona Heart Institute, Phoenix. Timothy Henry, MD, Director of Research, International Cardiologist, Minneapolis Heart Institute Foundation in Minneapolis. And Douglas W. Losordo, he's a medical doctor, Chief Cardiovascular Research, St. Elizabeth's Medical Center, Tufts University School of Medicine. You have been told, and this, I have been brainwashed the same way. What do you see in your mind? What is recalled when I use the term stem cell research? Do you have a negative in your head? You shouldn't, because what you're recalling is all the brouhaha over the embryonic stem cell research. And Christian Wild is going to explain why that was a major mistake. No, we're going to talk about adult stem cell research and applications that are being done today. And I'm not going to give away the, I'm going to build the suspense on this. You're not going to believe the success rate in regenerating heart tissue. And it's been commonly accepted, here's the lie, as irrefutable medical fact, once the attack scars the tissues of the heart, that area of muscle is permanently and irrevocably damaged. And in time, the patient's condition may progress into congestive heart failure and possibly sudden death. That is, until now. And we're going to take the time with this gentleman, and we're going to go through this. There's a lot of people that would not want to see this. You see, we've complained time and time again that the AMA seems to be more interested in just treating the symptom of your disease to make you feel more comfortable. We're living longer lives in this country, but not necessarily healthier lives. And the last thing I want to do on the face of this planet is be feeling real, real bad when I got to check out. When I check out of a hotel, I want to feel good. When I check off this mortal coil, I want to be in the best shape I possibly can until everything wears out at the same time. We'll be back with Christian Wild. The two books that he's written, Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, that's the companion book. The first one was Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke. You want to stick around for this. You need to hear this. We'll be right back.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Folks, we all know somebody, maybe even yourself. Heart problems seems to be something that's killing a lot of people. I hear it's the number one killer of human beings in this country. Worldwide, the numbers vary. But we've always been told that certain things happen and cause and effect, and your heart is diminished, therefore your lifestyle is going to be diminished. Hence, your entire life will be diminished. Now, this is what you've been told. I have with me, and I'm very glad to have this gentleman on, Christian Wild. Good afternoon, Christian.
Good afternoon to you, John, and to your audience.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. It was kind of a roundabout way that I got in touch with you. There's a very fine woman that does a lot of exposure for your work out there, and I'd like to thank her. She's friends with an advertiser of ours that actually has Heart and Body Extract, the Healthy Hearts Club, good stuff for the heart. But we're here to talk about something, and first out of the box, I want to ask you, because this is what I said to you before, prior to this program. In my mind, when I heard stem cell research, that sent a negative off in my head. The alarm bells went off. Now, this is not embryonic stem cell research. This is adult stem cell research. If you could, sir, Explain the difference between the two. Why is one really bad and the other one really good?
Embryonic is taken from either fetal stem cell tissue or fetal tissue from aborted fetus. Adult stem cells come from your own body. Coming from your own body, there's no chance of rejection. The embryonic stem cell in the animal studies shows up as a foreign invader, and the body rejects it. There has never been, in the history of medicine, a successful treatment using an embryonic stem cell. Number one, they migrate. To put them into the body, the human body, because first of all, they have to prove it's safe in the animal studies. And that has not been the case. It has not, they have not succeeded in being able to put them into an animal study without creating tumors. Now, there is the second drawback. They create tumors. Recently, it was in the news about 3 weeks ago, a young boy had gone to Russia. His parents took him there. They injected fetal stem cells into his spinal column. He ended up in Israel with tumors throughout his head and throughout his spinal column. In the United States, we do things through FDA trials. And until they're proven safe among the animal subjects, they cannot even be considered to be put into a human being. So there are repair cells, which are adult cells. And because they come from your own body, there is not a problem with tissue rejection. They do not migrate, as do embryonic stem cells. Because a embryonic cell is such a universal, totipotent cell, it can literally migrate throughout the body, and they haven't been able to control that migration. But the adult cell is of a family of cells designated to repair a certain tissue or a certain organ. And they have been successful. There are over 100 diseases. In my book, Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, in the back, I list over 100 diseases that are currently being treated successfully with adult stem cells, your own stem cells.
I am now, and I want to tell you something, folks. This is what, and I started to say this, and I should have finished it. John Rumberger, MD, PhD. What is FACC?
That's another. I'd have to look that up. It's been a while since. It's just another one of his degrees.
Well, and he
in
was
medicine.
He was a professor of medicine in Ohio State. University, former clinical professor at the Mayo Clinic.
And now, John, he's the director of the Imaging Center for Princeton.
Carol Watson, MD, PhD. She's the co-director, program in preventative cardiology, and director of lipid and hypertension management at UCLA. These people, Rumberger said that until this book, a reliable resource for the patient, was simply not available, as the subject is vast and complicated. Now, you have spent many years you're an author, you're a researcher. Why did this catch your fancy, and why did you dive down this particular rabbit hole?
Well, that's a good question, John. First of all, I was aware of so many people dying of heart disease, and I thought to myself how devastating it is for a family to lose a father in his prime or a mother, and probably in most cases without any warning. And then I became aware that 50% of all the heart attacks happened to people with normal cholesterol. At that time, when I started looking at heart books, because I found that I had a problem, it was not cholesterol related. It was inflammatory. As you're reading and hearing more and more about in most diseases now. The subtitle of the first book was Inflammation, Cardiology's Newest Frontier. I was becoming aware that besides being a degenerative disease, heart disease was also an inflammatory one. It took 5 years of research to do the first book. First of all, John, I am a researcher. I'm not a medical doctor. So when I got the kind of endorsements I got from the various universities, it gave me a thrill, but I was also very surprised because I found out that doctors don't generally even endorse one another, or they're hesitant to do that.
Right.
And I was sticking my neck way out. Now, many, many people were benefiting from the first book. Suddenly, I'm hearing from people that said, the preventive information arrived very late in my own disease process, or my father's, or my husband's process. They're already in heart failure, which kills 22 million people worldwide right now. They were asking, what is there on the horizon that could possibly help me? Or I had a heart attack 25 years ago, and I'm in heart failure now. Is there anything that can be helpful? So, John, I started this search, this quest, you might call it, to try to find out an answer. I had no agenda coming into it. If the cure was coming from an embryonic stem cell, I would have reported it so. But I found out that at the University of Minnesota, and prior to that at Duke University, Dr. Doris Taylor had been able for the first time in the history of medicine to take a canine and take stem cells from the thigh muscle of that dog and inject it into the heart attack damaged myocardium, and found in a very short period of time that that heart had rejuvenated. And I thought to myself, wow, there's an FDA trial beginning on this, and I'm going to follow it through. And I would go to the Arizona Heart, for instance, and be a guest there as an observer doing procedures. I found that there was an 87% success rate among patients. Some of them have had 5 and even 7 heart attacks. They're in the book, but then since the book came out, I have been meeting with other people who have had as many as 7 heart attacks. But John, what is so astounding about this is a minimally invasive procedure in which they go up the femoral artery with a catheter and inject into the heart where the damaged areas are and withdraw, and that patient stays overnight and goes home the next day. That is a minimally invasive procedure. And within generally 6 weeks, the patient who could not even negotiate a walk to the front yard to get the newspaper or to go to the bathroom without being exhausted is walking a mile or even 2 miles a day. The measurement of heart failure is the ejection fraction of the left ventricle. Those of you who are out there listening, you must know somebody that this would bring some extreme hope to. It doesn't matter if they've had multiple heart attacks. It doesn't matter if the heart attack was 20 or 30 years ago. The first fellow in the book, Jose Ramirez, got his stem cell 6 years ago. He had 4 heart attacks by the age of 34. He had 11 stents. 6 years ago, now when I talk to him, he's thrilled with his life. He says, I still work 8 hours a day. And, pardon me, and that's the kind of results we're seeing. An 87% success rate in the first trial, 17% either stayed the same or digressed a little bit. Nobody died. And this isn't just the heart. I talk in my newsletters, I talk about the new breakthroughs that have just finished. Listen to this, how astounding this is. For MS patients, remitting, relapsing MS patients at Northwestern University, 17 of 20 of these patients have been totally disease-free for 3 full years following a one-time procedure using their bone marrow stem cells. It's just amazing. We can talk about spinal injury, diabetes 1 and 2, Parkinson's, being healed right now, not 20 years from now.
We got to take this break. My guest today, and I hope you're paying attention, folks, because you're going to discover the real miracle about this. We're not just talking about heart. a lot of other things, with Christian Wild. We'll return in 3 minutes.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is pretty easy to remember. Website, myheartbook.com. That will take you to Abigon Press, LLC. And here's a few other and endorsements, folks. As as Christian Wild said, doctors, we're all familiar with doctors. And we understand the life and death decisions they have to make. But a lot of them coming out of medical school act godlike, and we're supposed to genuflect. Well, some of these fine folks that are endorsing this, Gregory Guldner, he's MD, MS, and FACC. By the way, the FACC is Fellow American College of Cardiology.
That's right. Now I got it. It's been a long time since I looked that up.
And Gregory, Dr. Guldner said this. He said, much of what Christian Wild suggests today is destined to become standard medical practice in the next decade. No other reference so succinctly discusses the myriad of ways we can prevent heart attack or stroke that is always lurking over our shoulders. Here's another one. Michael Miller, again, MD, PhD, FACC. He's the director of preventative cardiology at University of Maryland. He said, written from the heart, Christian Wild offers ways beyond cholesterol that cause heart attack and stroke. The information is timely and important for anyone who wants to help themselves or a loved one avoid a heart attack or stroke. Mm. And this is important stuff. Now, folks, we have seen over the years, remember the Jarvik heart? That this was a piece of plastic that was going to, you know, for people that had congestive heart failure, you know, before you were on the slab with a toe tag, that they could go in, cut you open, do this invasive thing, spread your ribs, rip out your heart, and put in a plastic piece, and supposedly that this is going to tick away and keep you alive. Unfortunately, the people that received the Jarvik hearts didn't last too long.
Very true.
And they tried to apply science and technology for a cure for the human being, but they went on the technical side, Christian, and it's something foreign to the human body, just as another person's heart or a liver. You know, there are matches, you know, for kidneys and livers. There are transplants like that that don't get rejected as often. But a heart, you almost always hear of a rejection and the person dying within a few years after
That's
a heart.
That's exactly right. After I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, after a heart transplant.
Or a lung.
Or a lung, for that matter.
And yet, you know, in the United Kingdom, Dr. Colin McGuckin, professor of regenerative medicine, has been building livers using umbilical cord stem cells. And I want to say to those listening today, it's a very good idea if you're having a birth in the family to have that umbilical cord frozen in a cryogenic bank, and I'll tell you why. Disease cures for childhood diseases already for cerebral palsy, but there are others that will come along in the next 5 to 10, maybe 15 years. And if you have that cord stored, they can extract from it and harvest those cells, cleanse those cells, put them back into the body, as Dr. Kurtzberg did at the Duke University in a young boy, and in 6 months declared him completely free of cerebral palsy. I wanted to say, John, it could really anger you when you think to yourself that we have not been hearing hardly anything about all of these cures in the news. 100 diseases. Colin McGuckin, the one I just mentioned, when he heard that England was going to be funding embryonic research, he packed up, took 10 of the top scientists from London, and went to France to continue. He made a statement. I'm going to try to quote it as accurately as I can. He said, "It is the consensus of opinion of the embryologists that you at the Newcastle University in the United Kingdom that nothing this side of 50 years can come from embryonic stem cell research." He said, "That's my lifetime, and people need the cures, and they need them now."
So they packed up and left London town and went to France to continue the real research.
That's right.
You know, and this will give you an indication, Christian, how refined and educated this audience is. I had an offline question here. What about saving cord blood from newborns, of which you just covered? Okay. Now, I want to get into some meat of this. Now, we were told, you know, that once you have the scar tissue, oh my goodness, you know, that's forever in your heart. Now, I saw some actual MRIs pre and post procedure, injecting the stem cell, as you said, going up the big artery there into the heart, and going in the areas where severely damaged heart muscle. As a matter of fact, it's dead for all intents and purposes.
It is, yeah.
Injecting those stem cells, and then just literally weeks or months later, MRI done again, and you can actually see in the MRI where that tissue is being regenerated.
And that patient, that's in the book, those color pictures are in the book, that patient went to his doctor, and his doctor said, "Frankly, I don't know how you're alive today." He said 75% of your heart is dead heart tissue.
We'll take the break here. And when we get back, Christian, I want you to tell me that little Frankenstein story you told me about the rat heart. That was a shocker. We'll take the break here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right. I'm going to creep you people out because it creeped me out. Christian Wild told me this story. They were doing some stem cell research on rats. And Christian, the dead rat heart, if you please.
Well, that's Dr. Doris Taylor, the same scientist who developed this myoblast, skeletal myoblast treatment using the stem cells from the leg. The last conference I heard her speak at, there was some indication that she was moving forward in this other area. About a year ago, maybe a little longer than that, it hit the national news that she had taken a rat heart from a cadaver, of course, a dead rat heart, drained all of the stem cells out of it using a detergent, of all things, and then injected young, healthy mouse stem cells into that matrix, into that framework that she had from the dead rat heart. The third or fourth day when they went into the laboratory, the heart is beating. That's in the DNA of these cardiomyocyte cells.
Yeah.
And here's the exciting part of all of that. Naturally, as Dr. Taylor said, and in my newsletter, the pictures, she allowed me to use the pictures of that rat heart as it was being decellularize. But the magic here is that if you can do this with a cadaver rat heart, then you could take a pig heart or a pig kidney or a liver, and I say pig because for some reason there's some similarity in the tissue. That's why they use pig hearts, I mean pig valves for repairing the heart. And they will be able to take that matrix, that framework, that scaffolding, as they scientists call it, the scaffolding, and then inject the person's own stem cells into that matrix, and that will take over the entire organ. And you will have a beating, functioning organ in the individual using their own stem cells, so there would not be any rejection. That's about 10 years away, folks. That's not 100 years, and it's not science fiction.
Well, and it does sound kind of science fiction-y when you tell somebody you can take a dead rat heart, mm-hmm. wash it off with, Mr. Clean or Ivory Soap or whatever. You know, you inject some stem cell into it, and they come back on a third day. And I'm not being too overly cued here, but you literally had a resurrection 3 days after mm-hmm. injecting this. Now, people have barriers to this because what they have been told.
That's true.
And I remember my grandmother saying to me, which, by the way, she didn't have a heart problem. She died at the age of 103. She probably would have lived at least another 5 to 8 years. Her mind was still sharp. Heart, liver, kidneys, lungs, mm-hmm. everything's still working good. She died of peritonitis because Dr. Bob, a half a century before that, said that he took out the gallbladder and mm-hmm. never did. It got infected, rotted, and it caused a massive infection. And before they could stop that, it killed her.
Absolutely.
But she was 103. She probably would have lived 108, maybe 110.
Wow.
But, you know, we've been... My grandmother said to me one time, she said, you know, if we were meant to be on the moon, I'll never forget her saying this, or we were meant to fly, God would have gave us wings.
Oh, yeah.
But God gave us a brain to use, and I don't see the restrictions here on stem cell research coming from an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you know, giving years of life and service to the human body that God created in the first place, I don't think is an affront to God any more than
your own body.
Yeah.
You see, John, it's what happens, the whole cellular breakdown, even the aging process, is a breakdown of cellular stem cell development and production. And when we're young, well, let me give you an example. If you go out and exercise in the gym, they tell you to work out every other day, because there's a breakdown, and then the body builds back in the next day, and so that you work out every other day. But even the process of exercise kills off some cells that the body normally replenishes. That's what adult cells do, because every tissue in our body is comprised of our own cells. Now, as we get older, the wrinkles appear, and we lose the hair, and for the guys, you know. And all of that is part of the aging process.
Yeah, I'm already there.
me too. But if you can replenish the cells, your own adult cells, then you will continue. And I must say, I believe most scientists believe that there is no disease that will not be cured and treated with your own stem cells, and not that far off in the future, including the aging process. So the situation is, it's so frustrating to me for the past couple of 2 or 3 years, except right now, it's changing. Dr. Oz on the Oprah show 2 weeks ago looked at Oprah when she was on there with Michael J. Fox, looked at Oprah and started by this. He said, "Oprah, I think the stem cell debate is dead. We can take your own stem cells now, reprogram stem cells, that act just like an embryonic cell and do everything basically that you could hope to do with an embryonic stem cell." And even Al Gore, of course, who invented the internet and discovered global warming hasn't just now discovered adult stem cells the same way. So I think the war is just about over. And thank God for that, because we're going to, if we just had some more funding to go ahead and complete the studies that are going on right now and expand some others, but that money now is going to be going into embryonic research.
Well, and you know, here we go. Mm-hmm. I mean, who did we have here? We had, oh, that's right, Superman, Christopher Reeves. You know, the guy fell off a horse and broke his neck. And he was paraded out in front of audiences. I would have been embarrassed if I was Christopher Reeves to have this done. Because
he didn't know. I got to say, I like where you're going with that, John, because that's exactly what I say. I don't mean to interrupt you, but our first introduction as a nation to stem cells came from Christopher Reeve going before Congress and making the appeal for embryonic research. God bless him. I don't blame him for that. The people that surrounded him were embryologists. There was no discussion of, by the way, folks, there's another form of stem cells that we could look into, too. No, it was, and the American public bought what they heard, no fault of their own, because they only heard the one side. And any time you've ever mentioned the word stem cells, oh, you're talking about embryonic. There can be nothing but embryonic. And so the public has been shut off to that. And there's been a few other people. Nancy Reagan has been a big supporter of embryonic stem cells. And then I would see an article that said something to the effect of, someday in the future, scientists believe they can heal a mouse's legs that are paralyzed. Someday. And I'm just, you know, dancing up and down and screaming, what about the 150 quadriplegic and paraplegics that are already healed? What about the 200 or 250 heart patients whose hearts are already healed? Why are we talking about rats? Why are we not bringing these people, like in the book, you read their cases, John. I mean, right from the beginning when they had their first heart attack, they told me their stories, and like I said, the first one done in the United States, Jose, was over 6 years ago. And the ones that recently went through the treatment, the fellow that had 7 heart attacks was done at the University of Utah. The other fellow, that Ron, who had 5 heart attacks, and they literally wanted to trim off part of his heart because it was dead tissue. And he went to San Diego, and Dr. Deeb injected allogenic stem cells into the young man. He's 57 years old, I think. And his ejection fraction went from 25 to 50, no longer considered a heart failure patient. Told me on New Year's Day, he used to be a dancer. He said, I haven't danced for years. But on New Year's Eve, he told me this the following day, my wife and I danced uninterrupted for 4 straight hours, and I'm walking 2 to 5 miles a day, depending on how much I want to exert.
Well, and can you stick with me the whole 2 hours?
Sure.
Okay.
You're a good host, and I know your people are an intelligent audience.
We make them that way. Or
maybe actually, I'll learn something.
I was just going to say, and they've taught me a few things as well. out of your book, and I wanted to get into this. I hope I'm not jumping too far forward here, but out of your book, Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, that's the companion book for Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke. You write in here, nonetheless, government dictates for patient safety, governed by the regulatory process for patient safety in general, are vitally necessary to restrain over-enthusiasm and to protect against mere speculation. Still on occasion, even as stringent and thorough as the guidelines may be, there's a breakdown in the process, and a dangerous drug like Vioxx, potentially linked to 140,000 non-fatal heart attacks and an actual 56,000 heart attack deaths.
More than died in Vietnam.
More than died in Vietnam. Or the drug like the cholesterol-lowering Bakal, suspected to have killed 31 patients, will, regardless of the examination and scrutiny, somehow gain approval. And this seems to be a problem. I don't know if you're aware of this, Christian, and this is a little off subject, but paralleled. We've got the people that give the blessing, if you will, to what's going to hit the market and what isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are big pharma cartels worth billions and billions and billions of dollars. But yet, at the same time, the government is giving people that with the homeopathic route, they're giving these people a very hard time. Have you heard of Codex Alimentarius?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you're aware that everything has got to be pharma cartel, FDA, and AMA approved. Otherwise, it's no good. Isn't this the same thing? And to most people's level of understanding, you've all heard this out there, that the chiropractic, you know, if you couldn't have a good ortho guy or a bone guy go in and fix you, or they couldn't give you a few pills to alleviate the symptoms, why would you ever want to go to a chiropractor to get adjusted to maybe relieve some nerve strain, or you had a sciatic nerve that would flame up and make you bite so hard you'd crack your molars? Why would you ever? They were poo-pooed for years.
Yes, that's true.
But yet chiropractic is alive and well, and a lot of these guys that have the chiropractic license now have gone into the homeopathic. See, we're doing this with non-invasive, natural stuff, which doesn't seem to make the medical industry in this country very happy.
Mm.
Now, I asked you this question before. Now, you're bringing this to light, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to do my part here. You remember a guy, Christian, by the name of Mike Utley, that used to play for the Detroit Lions?
That's right.
This guy, and I saw, I was at the game when this happened. The guy had just made a play. He had stumbled a little bit, fell over forward, and hit his head on the rock-hard turf in the Pontiac Silverdome, and he was paralyzed, supposedly for life. And Mike Utley swore, he says, I am going to walk again. Now, you remember all the news coverage that Mike Utley got, and there have been accidents within the NFL. It's a rough sport.
Very.
People are always breaking vertebrae in their neck. Or Daryl Stingley, years ago, I think he played for the Patriots, paraplegic. He was injured on the field, never recovered from it. Mike Utley said, I am going to walk, and I will walk out on this field without any help. I'm calling the Detroit Lions. I'm going to get a hold of Mike Utley, and I'm going to put him in contact with you people, because the only thing that you're missing here, and here we go again with the good money chasing the bad rabbit down the bad rabbit hole. We want all this funding for embryonic stem cell research. Not the way to go.
But you brought up another coincidence. You mentioned Detroit. The Detroit Medical Center, there was a doctor by the name of Stephen Hinderer. He's working with, and while I'm talking, if you can find Laura Dominguez spinal injury in the Miracle Stem Cell Heart Repair, I'm going to tell you a story of a young girl, 16 years of age in Texas, whose car hits a oil slick. She hits a wall, a brick wall, going 65 to 70 miles an hour. Her brother is driving. When the paramedics arrive, I almost get tears in my eyes when I talk about this. When the paramedics arrive, she's asking, why is my head resting on my shoulder? And they told her that she, when she got to the hospital, that she is a quadriplegic. She will never walk again. She will never leave her wheelchair. Her father refuses to accept that. And he hears of a doctor in Lisbon, Portugal, who I'm in constant touch with. His name is Dr. Carlos Lima. The patient goes to Portugal with her father and another young girl who she meets in the hospital. Her father also went. And one injection, and I've seen the before and I've seen the after MRIs, one injection of her own stem cells taken from her sinus cavity, injected into her spinal column, and within 3 months, the lesion totally healed. He's done 150, well, maybe more. It was 150 3 months ago in my last conversation with him. 150 paraplegic and quadriplegic patients. Now, they're going to start a program, and they're looking to get funding. Here's another case, looking to get funding at the Detroit Medical Center. that they can use that in conjunction with a very stringent rehab, because it is extremely difficult. It's not difficult to heal the spinal column. First question I asked him when I was writing the book, would this have worked for Christopher Reeve? He said, there isn't a question that this would have healed the spinal injury. We do that all the time. The problem, he said, with Christopher Reeve is he's been on the ventilator too long, and the diaphragm muscles and fibers have broken down. So it probably would not work for him. The other situation is the younger patients do better, or an athlete like you were talking about, mm-hmm. because they can go through this rigid rehab to teach the nerves and the muscles to coordinate and function again. They have to learn all over again.
All right, we've got to take this break into the next hour. We'll also field your calls at 800-313-9443. Folks, this is no exaggeration. With this type of research, within our lifetimes, we might be able to see people live to be 120, 130 years old.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
All right. I want to get into some other issues as well. One gentleman called in an offline question. Can stem cells help with autism, even if it was vaccine-induced? We will get around to those questions because we're talking about heart regeneration here. We're talking about spinal cord injury, regeneration of nerves. One thing I need to ask you, Christian, if somebody has is a paraplegic or a quadriplegic, and you're able to heal the spine, repair the damage that was done during the accident or whatever, does it regenerate the nerve or the nerves as well?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so are we talking about how much of a recovery? I mean, I can't really nail you down to say, okay, Christian, give me a percentage on how this is going to help a person with a certain type of injury, because everybody is different.
I would say this. Laura is walking. She got rid of her walker some time back, and then she had the only thing she had at that after that was some ankle braces, which she now has gotten rid of. She's had a pretty hard rehab, but the nerves and the injury, the lesion, had been healed. John, I just put a discount for your listeners on the website, the two books.
Okay.
And the newsletter, if they're interested in it. And in the newsletter, I talk about breakthroughs for all these different diseases. I do it quarterly, and I have an article on autism in there, and all these other diseases. Wherever I find a promising breakthrough or a trial that people can get into, like the macular degeneration trial, it's going to be starting. And in the new issue, I will interview the director, the chief director of the macular degeneration trial that's going to be beginning in Oregon in probably 3 or 4 months.
Now, I'm no doctor, or and I forgot from high school, even studying about the human body. Are we talking about eyes here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, number one cause of blindness. Unfortunately, a lot of your listeners are 55 and over, and the macular degeneration robs your sight. It's happened in my family. My mother lost her vision. My sister has it. And it's hereditary, and people have just been hoping and praying that they could use stem cells to cure this particular disease.
Well, you know, you're striking so many chords here, because I'm over 55. I'm going to be 56 years old soon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
vain. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I've made it this far. Mm-hmm. It looks like I'm going to have to get some stem cell stuff here for my eyes, my liver, my heart, my lungs, everything else, because I'm going to have to be around to about 130 years old to help straighten a screwed-up country around.
Well, it'll take that long.
At least that long. But at any rate, okay, so we can do this with heart tissue. Mm-hmm. We can do this to regenerate nerves and spinal cord injuries. What else can be regenerated with well, I hear a break coming, so I'll just ask you the question, and then you can answer that on the other side of the top-of-the-hour
okay.
break here, folks.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Christian Wild with me. Researched this stuff out for many years. Talked to and been in the operating rooms, has been all over the place. And when I talked to this man, I had to put him on the air. I just had to, because there's so much bad news out there about everything. Let's give everybody a break here. You know, we all break down. We all degenerate. We all die. But what quality of life do we have under present circumstance, with present techniques and technology? I'd say we were still with stone knives and bearskins. We'll take the top of the hour break, come back. We'll take your calls also next hour, 800-313-9443. My guest today, Christian Wild. We'll be right back.
With recent